you up on a beautiful sunny day.
And to tell us more about why it's a beautiful sunny day and just how good it is out there, we have our resident weatherman on the phone, Mr. Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Matt. Oh, morning, John.
Morning. How are you? How are you today then, Si?
Oh, I'm a little bit tired. I've been quite busy the last few days. I've been doing a lot of stuff like, I can't remember now,
Videos, or some more likely some interesting video thumbnails on your YouTube. I do need to know what's going on, Si.
Well, let's put it this way. I have been to America before, to Florida. My mum went there for a week to visit my aunties last week, and she did some videos for me, and I put them on my channel. And she's very good at presenting the space stuff, especially the seed gardens in the moon garden. That was really quite nice of her.
So those that don't know, the thumbnail is the little picture that tells you what the video is going to be about, or shows you just an individual video.
We're getting technical this morning.
And Simon's have got some very interesting ones this week, and now I understand why.
So it's all about space then. Where did all this come from then, Simon? Why are you putting videos out about space?
Well, basically, I'm into space and stuff, and I love astronomy. My friend Rory actually met St. Patrick Moore, went to Anthony's house a long time ago with John.
He went to Patrick Moore's house. How did that? That's amazing. Drop that into conversation.
I just find that absolutely amazing, and space is just one of my many interests and stuff, and we are actually going back to the moon again. America is, the world globally wants to go back to the moon, and set a base up there to go to Mars in the future, which could be in our lifetime, John, if we're lucky. Hopefully it should be.
Amazing. It's really exciting when you think, you know, the future, what it holds with space travel, discovering new planets, learning more about the world. And I don't know about you, Simon, but I think when you sort of think about the whole universe and all the planets and everything else, the galaxies, the solar systems and whatever is out there, it makes you feel kind of quite small, doesn't it? You know, here, sitting on planet Earth.
Well, there's loads of galaxies. There's the Andromeda Galaxy, that's the next door one to the Milky Way Galaxy. There's billions of galaxies out there. And there's black holes as well, and all of them moving around. There's dark matter out there. There's so much stuff out there in space. I mean, we're just a small pottle in the water, our planet Earth, and our solar system, and everything else around
it. I'm quite interested in space, and I could talk to you for the rest of the show about it. You are actually on to tell us about the weather, and looking at the window, so woken.
Glorious.
Looking glorious, but there are a few little clouds or bits out there that might develop into something. Should I be worried, because I haven't bought a coat?
No, there won't be. Well, there shouldn't be any showers today. There's always the smallest chance across Woking locally today. There's a very small chance, very thin chance. We are surrounded by lots of ocean in the UK, so do always bear in mind that there's always a chance of a little bit of rain. Even a long, hot summer, last summer, we did get a little bit of rain, the thunderstorms in July.
We did, I remember.
So you can't, because we're around lots of ocean. It's like Florida, it's surrounded by ocean as well. So they can hold along to ice spell, let's say, for a month if they're lucky, or maybe two, but after a while, we'll break the weather, like across the UK. You could be in this dry spell right now for about a month, maybe a month and a half if we're lucky.
That sounds lovely, particularly. And it's always a bit unnerving when you get really nice weather and brilliant sunshine leading up to bank holiday, because you sort of think, bank holiday Monday around the corner, is it going to rain? So are we going to have a dry bank holiday tomorrow?
We'll have a dry one, but a very chilly one, a high 17, maybe 18 Celsius. We've got that cold northeasterly wind plunging from the northeast, because we've got high pressure over Greenland at the moment. There is the chance, or mid-June, we could start seeing some showers around here locally. It could be next week or the week after. By mid-June, I'm pretty sure we'll see the Atlantic start to come back in again. Maybe. Because the North Atlantic oscillation and the Arctic oscillation are going negative, which is not good news.
So what you're telling me, Simon, is I can't put my rain cover for the wheelchair away yet, because it might rain.
There might be showers, Matt, basically. Yeah.
So remember your umbrella, remember your waterproofs, just pack for every eventuality, I think. And, so you reckon we could have a bit of sunshine, maybe a few showers heading our way as well over the coming weeks. But actually, the fact that it's going to be dry on a bank holiday, because there's a lot of events and lots of things people like to do on bank holidays. What are you doing on your bank holiday, Simon? How are you spending the day tomorrow?
Well, I'm just going to walk up to Hunter Court, Bushy Park, and do a walk up there. And I'm not sure how far I'm going to walk, but I'm just going to walk up there. That's my aim tomorrow, and see how it goes. But I'm just going for a nice walk up to Hunter Court, Bushy Park tomorrow, which is about half a mile from, 15 miles from Goulton Park, roughly. So that's my
Well, given you're the man that once walked to Buckingham Palace and round the palace, I don't imagine you're going to walk quite far. I'm not sure. I've got to time the toilet well.
That's another issue. And I've got to time it with the see how my legs are, and I've got painkillers as well, so I have to see how it goes. I don't know where I'm walking tomorrow. I'm going east, but I don't know how far I'm going. That's the thing. I don't know.
Do you know what, Simon? I think you're the sort of person that if you get stuck on a desert island, you're the kind of person that I think everyone wants to be with, because you'll probably have a solution for every problem
or a gadget, or
you'll be the one that has, we've got the paracetamol, we've got the bandages, we've got this, we've got that, we've got a bottle of water.
Simon Evans, the friend that everyone needs.
Love it. So, really good as always to talk to you, Simon, and it's particularly when you can bring us good news about the weather. We'll take the fact it's going to be sunny, and be wary of those showers that are maybe coming up in the next few weeks. So give your YouTube channel a bit of a mention then, if you want to go and check out your space videos.
Simon A.G. Evans
on YouTube, and we're followers. Matt's always on there. I mean, a number of times. Matt, the record's finished. I'm just looking at Simon's YouTube channel.
I know.
Yeah,
I didn't want to get caught out by that. John was like, Matt, we got 5 seconds. I'm just watching Simon's video.
It's one of those things, YouTube, isn't it? You kind of go down this kind of rabbit hole of, like, you watch one video and it comes out of another video, and before you know it, the day's gone.
Pretty much, yeah. I've got a lot of videos. I put something on there. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Simon, you have a great day, a great week, and we'll catch up with you next Sunday, if that's all right.
That's perfect. Thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks a lot, John. Bye from Simon.
See ya. Bye, Simon. Have a good day. Bye.